Man, can you believe it? It's Halloween. And, well, I was supposed to dress up, but I just didn't get to it. I'm sorry, I didn't get to it. But this is where the rubber meets the road. That's what you need to know. God bless America. I'm Steve Gerber. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Halloween 2019, making it October 31st. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, an extreme haunted house being called a real-life torture chamber under disguise. More than 60,000 people signing a petition demanding it be shut down. What's it all about? We'll get to it. Number two, a judicial nominee put up by the president breaks down in tears because of the relentless unfair attacks on him by the left. And number one, on Halloween, the whistleblower exposed. The whistleblower exposed. It is a huge story. The whistleblower was fired from the West Wing in June of 2017. His name is Eric Charamella. He's 33 years old, a Yale graduate. He speaks Ukrainian, Russian, and Arabic. And in fact, he flew with Joe Biden on at least two occasions to Ukraine, working on Ukrainian policy. And he's connected now to the leak of the conversations held within the Oval Office between the president and Russians the day after James Comey was fired. In fact, he's credited by Real Clear Politics and others as being the guy that started the narrative that somehow Putin forced the firing of James Comey, which makes no sense and didn't happen, but that was the narrative put forth by the Washington Press Corps. Now, Real Clear Politics says, and I want to read this to you because it's important. Real Clear Politics says it's disclosing the name of Eric Charamella because of the public's interest in learning details of an effort to remove a sitting president from office, and I agree. And Eric Charamella isn't a whistleblower per se. He's a guy who shared some gossip. He has close ties. Listen to this. He worked for Joe Biden. He worked for John Brennan. He worked very closely with Adam Schiff's team. And in fact, two of his former close friends and colleagues have been recently hired by Adam Schiff, and they are instrumental in the impeachment efforts. You see, this guy is tied all the way through. He also had a close friend, Alexandra Chalupa, a Ukrainian-American who supported Hillary Clinton and was instrumental in gathering information from Ukraine for the Steele dossier. Close friends with her. In fact, he invited her to White House events, events that really were above his station, events he wouldn't normally get invited to. Barack Obama's White House, by the way. And according to people in the NSC and others, the kind of invitations he would get to events were Brennan and Comey and Clapper and Obama and all of these people were in attendance was not usual for somebody at his pay grade at all. A 40-page dossier has also been built, according to Real Clear Politics, by co-workers and colleagues of this guy over the last several weeks. They say everybody knows who he is. Everybody knows. And in fact, they gave a list. CNN knows, The Washington Post, New York Times, Congress, the White House, even the president knows who this guy is. So says Fred Fleets. Fred Fleets is the former CIA analyst and national security advisor to Donald Trump. So now it's out there. Here's a guy who's a registered Democrat, a fervent anti-Trump operative who has worked for Joe Biden, John Brennan, worked closely with James Comey, flew on Air Force Two at least twice to the Ukraine with Joe Biden. Federal records confirm this. He speaks Ukrainian. He speaks Russian. He's completely immersed in all of this. If you don't believe in a deep state, you don't have to. You can just go ahead and continue to be naive. Because this is a bureaucrat held over from the Obama administration who ended up in the Trump administration, who because of exits and changes ended up being moved into the West Wing, where he was summarily fired for being connected to leaks in June of 2017, and Fred Fleet says they're hiding him. And in fact, in recent days, you've heard people saying that the Democrats in these secret impeachment inquiries with witnesses behind closed doors, that Republicans continue to get shut down in their lines of questioning. The reason being now, according to this report from Real Clear Politics, is because the Republicans have been putting his name on the record. Eric Charamella's name has been put on the record. Yesterday, for example, when a line of questioning was shut down, It was because Eric Ciaramella, they keep asking the witnesses, what do you know about Eric Ciaramella? Did you work with Eric Ciaramella? What was your connection with Eric Ciaramella? Because they're putting it on the record every time they can, and the Democrats are freaked out. And every time they do that, they shut down the line of questioning. They bring it to a stop. And then there's an effort underway to try to scrub his name from the record. It doesn't matter anymore. Everybody knows the guy's name. Real Clear Politics did the right thing. They put his name out there in the public for all to see. And let's be clear about this. Being a whistleblower means you can't be fired. Being a whistleblower means you can't lose your job. It means you can't be treated differently. It does not mean that you get to remain anonymous. Doesn't mean that at all. And so if you're going to bring down an American president, you should step to the microphone and make yourself known. This is a republic that works out in the open when it comes to electing an American president. We will not allow some person trying to remain anonymous in the shadows to remove the duly elected president of the United States on such a flimsy accusation that somehow he was offering the Ukrainians something to investigate Joe Biden to impact the 2020 election. But the fact of the matter is, what did the Ukrainians do to get the money to flow? Nothing that we're aware of except to agree to go after corruption. And Ukraine is one of the most corrupt nations in the world. And I also heard this yesterday, which is absurd. It said some reporter, well, President Trump enlisting the help of a world power to, you know, impact the 2020 election. I'm sorry. Can I ask a question? When the hell did Ukraine become a world power? I don't think Ukraine makes the top 10. You know, you had China and Russia and Brazil and India and Pakistan and the United States and Canada. I don't think Ukraine makes the top 10 on the world power list. I didn't even throw in France and the UK and Spain. World power, you know, come on. Fact of the matter is this. Ukraine is deeply corrupt. I've told you for years on this program that all roads would lead back to Ukraine. When it came to the Steele dossier, it was connected to Ukraine. When it came to corruption with Bill and Hillary Clinton, it led back to Ukraine. When corruption involved the Biden family, it led back to Ukraine. And now, with John Durham, that hound dog on the trail of this scent, because he has obviously known this for a long time, he's probably seen the 40-page dossier on Eric Ciaramella. And I'm sure he's digging deep. And make no mistake, John Durham impaneling a grand jury to go after criminal charges because crimes have occurred. He knows it. So do the Democrats, which is why they are so desperate to ramrod this through before it all turns, well, frankly, before that beautiful carriage turns back into a pumpkin and those golden steeds back into mice. Careful, Cinderella, the party's just about over. Here comes John Durham, and the president was right. Happy Halloween, Steve Gruber Show.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community.
friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.